This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Freak is back on. My good friend Andy Baskin on the Fan in Cleveland. And, of course, the great Channel 5. By the way, the Marte Parte has just played it. Another run for the Buccos, up 8-3 on the Rockies. Going for their sixth straight tonight. McCutchen drives them in. The Buccos are hot. Raise the Jolly Roger, son. Anyway, I get excited watching my Pirates since they suck and they're finally winning. I'm excited. I talked to TR today, my dad, and he's been going. He went to all of the games in the Milwaukee sweep. And I went on in Milwaukee this week, and I said that Jimmy Nelson would beat the Pirates on that last game, and that didn't happen either. Swing and a miss.
It is beautiful.
There's TR. How you doing there, Mr. Baskin?
What is up? Hey, thank you for that box of nothing you sent me last time. I really appreciate that.
I'm glad. Awesome. You know, a lot of people love getting that in the mail. It's just wonderful. Mafia, you saw today in my driveway, I had like 50 cases of nothing sitting there.
Nothing unlike it.
So, Andy, your boy, Kyrie Diva Irving, like, I never thought I'd see the day when that guy started crying that he wants out. Is it really true that, I mean, it sounds like he hates LeBron James.
Weird, isn't it? I think that's the weirdest part of the whole story, that, you know, people have been talking about LeBron leaving, and to me it just sounds like Kyrie's done with him. Kyrie doesn't want to play with him. And I don't know if you caught it or not, there's a pretty good story tonight on AmicoHoops.net. Sam Amico's the guy that wrote it. There's a blurb in there about Dredrick Irving saying that he was kind of negative about LeBron and thought that Kyrie should have been the number one option for the Cavs. I read that tonight. You know, I've heard some rumblings about all that stuff, but I've never seen anybody print it. Sam Amico printed that tonight. Dredrick thought his son should be the number one option on the team. So here we go in Cleveland again. Another big story.
You know, and then they're starting, I'm sure, Kevin Durant's mom is going to start doing press tours soon, that her son's the only one that should get any burn. I'm sick of hearing from LeVar Ball and now Kyrie Irving's father. I didn't even know he had a father. So let me ask you this. The guy chucks 20 shots a game as it is. What's his problem?
He wants 30 shots a game. And just listening to what everyone else has been saying tonight about it, I'm blown away by the fact that there's a guy out there that's saying he doesn't want to play with LeBron. We know how much power LeBron has in the league. And now Kyrie Irving is saying, I don't want to play with him. And he's also saying it now, after all these things have happened in free agency. And, you know, I tell you what, if you wanted to get LeBron with one of his guys, Chris Paul would have been a nice addition to this team earlier in the free agency period, in the trade period. So, like, I just don't, a lot of it's mind-boggling. Now I want to see what the Cavaliers do. I really want to see how LeBron acts this. Maybe LeBron was thinking about leaving, and this may have aggravated him enough to say, get me my boys here. We'll stick it out. I've got another year option on this thing on the back end. Maybe we'll make something happen in Cleveland. Or maybe Kyrie's trying to bolt before LeBron.
Did he say mind-boggling?
Mind-boggling, yeah. Isn't it?
Did you just say mind-boggling? Mind-boggling?
Yeah, mind-boggling. You know, when things are so crazy, it gets your thoughts all trapped like in a bottle.
So, let me ask you. I love Baskin. I want him to play for the Knicks. Screw everybody else. We'll give you Melo right now, tonight. Let's do this.
Get me Porzingis, too. You got it. Done deal.
That's not happening. Melo for Irving, straight up. He'll give you 22 a clip, and he's a veteran, and he doesn't cry to his mommy and his daddy. And his wife does porno on Stars on Power every Sunday night at 9. It's incredible.
Ooh, wait a minute. That might have been the tip of the iceberg. No, I still want Porzingis.
You're not getting him, but we'll do Melo for this guy. I mean, he wants out. He's not going to play for you. You got to do something. I mean, they're not going to keep that guy around, are they? And he'll be miserable. It'll only get worse.
Well, let's see what if LeBron wants him to stay. Can you imagine what LeBron thought when he heard that today? When he heard that, he said, I don't want to play alongside LeBron James anymore. I wonder how much steam was coming. LeBron doesn't normally hear the word no very much in his life, does he?
He said he was blindsided. He said he was blindsided and disappointed. I think he knows. You know as well. Let's get down to this. You know he's going to leave there, too, after next year, so he doesn't care who he plays with this year. I've had people asking me on this show and on other shows. This week I did a Westwood One tour of affiliates, and everyone was asking, is he going to go to the Lakers? And I said that I think he wants to be around Magic Johnson to learn how to be a billionaire and learn how to be an owner and learn how to own a lot of businesses and be successful like Magic is as an entrepreneur, which is exactly what Magic is. He's got his hands on everything, you know, banks, movie theaters, restaurants, you name it, real estate out the yin, and, you know, baseball teams that are in first place, NBA franchise. I think he wants to be around him. I really do. And I don't put it past him going there at all. And all the other teams I hear him going to, I just don't believe it.
Well, let me say this. You know I love you, and I respect everything you say. But I think Magic Johnson and LeBron James on the same bill will never work.
Why is that?
Because Magic needs to be the face of the franchise. And LeBron's going to walk in there. And LeBron, look, there's one thing we know about LeBron. He loves being the center of attention. 100%. Is Magic Johnson going to play second fiddle to a guy who's saying, we need this guy, we need this guy, we need this guy, you need to get me more help? I don't see it.
He's already playing second fiddle. He's already playing second fiddle to Lonzo Ball right now and his daddy.
Come on.
He is.
I mean, Lonzo's talking crazy. I just don't see LeBron doing that. Also, I just can't see LeBron wanting to leave the East. I can't. Why would you want to do that to yourself? You've got this clear path to the NBA Finals year after year. I know he's got a house over there, but I also know he's got a gym named after him in a high school that he loves and that his kids are eventually going to play in that high school.
So you think he's staying? You think he's staying?
I won't guarantee he's staying, but I do think
yes, you will.
LeBron loves being the center of attention.
I think
what are we talking about?
I think you should guarantee it right now. On the bench, Baskin. Just guarantee it right now. What the hell do you have to lose? Yeah, you personally guarantee staying, and you also guarantee that Kyrie's coming to the Knicks for Melo. Guarantee it right now.
And Porzingis.
The zinger. So, but he said he wants to be like a bigger role. Like if he went to San Antonio, the only team that he would have a bigger role on, it's simple, is the Heat and the Knicks. That's it. Those other teams, I guess Chicago, he would have a bigger role because Dwayne Wade's got 24 million reasons to let him chuck the ball 20 times a game. Do you think Dwayne Wade wants him to chuck 25 shots a game? Like, I chucked 14 in a game the other night in my league, and I've never heard the end of it since. I got people sending me death threats, hate mail, trying to sleep with my wife, everything. Because usually I shoot about 10 shots a game, but I went Chuck City and started flying. I threw 26 threes up in 2 days.
Was that against the lawyers or the accountants?
It was against young, fast felons and inner-city outdoor cement ball players that will just soon shank you than say hi to you.
I'll pass. I was going to come watch your next game. Now I'm out.
Listen, you can watch our games on Facebook Live on / Pharrell on a Bench on Facebook. They're awesome. Hey, let me ask you, though. How much of a buzz is it created in Cleveland tonight, and do you think this is going to happen?
It's a bomb. I think that you know, look, if they wanted this team to change and get better, they now have an option to do it. And Dan Gilbert doesn't look like the bad guy now for trading one of the big three. So he's got an out. Kyrie on the open market, I mean, tell me how many teams don't need Kyrie Irving. That's the next question. And you might be willing to switch out whoever your point guard is right now, too, to bring him in. So I think this helped Dan Gilbert. I'll be honest with you. It doesn't make Dan look like such a bad guy right now.
Do you think – I have 1 minute, respectfully. I got 1 minute. Do you think that's obviously Rose – just so you know, I always say buyer beware with Derrick Rose. He doesn't show up for games because he wants to go visit his mommy and doesn't tell anyone. He lets people down, and he's constantly missing games, and he's not the player he was when he played in Chicago. Is that what you really want in Cleveland?
I wanted him as a sixth man with Kyrie Irving on the here, so he could come in and give LeBron and Kyrie and those guys a spell.
No, that's your point guard now.
Starter. Yeah, that's a problem.
Hey, you're the best. I love you, man. Have a great weekend. I always enjoy having you on the bench.
You got it. Next time we'll figure out if Deshaun Kaiser's the man. How's that sound?
The next time we'll definitely talk Browns when I have more time, but they have so many guests on my show tonight. I'm under a litany of pressure.
All right, go before the PD starts yelling at you. See you later.
When doesn't that happen? All right, there he is, Andy Baskin in Cleveland.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.